It appears future generations of municipal voters in the Tri-Cities want newer voices on city council with a small mix of veteran leadership. Each election year, Student Vote Canada hosts a mock vote among local schools in hopes of encouraging students to get active or introduce them to all levels of politics when they reach the legal age. More than 8,300 students cast a hypothetical ballot in 13 public and independent schools across Anmore, Coquitlam, and Port Moody, and results were released when the actual polls were closed at 8 p.m. on Saturday, October 15. A total of 14 candidates from the four communities became first-term councillors in the student vote, while eight incumbents were granted another term in their respective office. Among the highlights, students elected Steve Milani as Port Moody's next mayor, while the actual results have tapped Megan Lottie to become the City of the Arts' first-ever female mayor. Incumbent Amy Lubick received the most votes, followed by Dustin Chellen and Eric Davis. All three are currently without a seat on the actual council pending results from an ongoing recount. In Port Coquitlam, students also approved councillor-elect Paige Petriou. However, they only brought back two of the incumbents in Nancy McCurrich and Daryl Penner, whereas all five that campaigned won another four-year term. This appeared to be the same scenario for Coquitlam students in only allowing Steve Kim and Brent Asmundson to return to their council seats, but also agreed with eligible voters to welcome councillors-elect Matt Johnlick and Robert Mazzarolo to City Hall. Councillor-elect Craig Hodge was on the outside looking in with the kids, but topped the election results in the category on Saturday. These resources are intended to improve civic literacy, introduce the concept of democracy and elections, increase understanding about government and representation, and teach students how to effectively participate as active and informed citizens in their community. Student Vote Canada's website reads about the program. For more information, you can visit the organization's website. The local results from Student Vote 2022 are as follows. Anmore Mayor John McEwen equals 67.5%, incumbent Mario Piamont equals 32.5%. Participating schools, in alphabetical order, Eagle Mountain Middle, SD 43, 83 votes cast in the 2022 civic election. John McEwen was voted to continue a third term as Anmore Mayor. Coquitlam Mayor Richard Stewart equals 46.5%, incumbent Adil Gaymar equals 42%, Mark Mahavalich equals 11.5%, Council Sean Lee equals 8%, Steve Kim equals 7.5%, incumbent Ben Craig equals 5.5%, Brent Asmundson equals 5.25%, incumbent Harvey Sue equals 5.2%, Matt Johnlick equals 5.15%, Robert Mazzarolo equals 5.15%, Rob Bottos equals 5%, Craig Hodge incumbent, Benjamin Perry, Zoe Royer, Philip Buchan, Trish Mandawo incumbent, Carl Trepanier, Muhammad Darwish, Terry Towner incumbent, Leslie Rusa, Ali Tutian, Paul Lambert, Dennis Marsden incumbent, Cameron McBriar, Brian Mazera. Participating schools, in alphabetical order, Mellard Middle, SD 43, 2,492 votes cast, Montgomery Center, SD 43, 925 votes cast, Montgomery Middle, SD 43, 440 votes cast, Mundy Road Elementary, SD 43, 268 votes cast, Nestor Elementary, SD 43, 482 votes cast, Our Lady of Fatima School, Vancouver Archdiocese, 85 votes cast in the 2022 civic election. Richard Stewart was voted to continue a fifth term as Coquitlam Mayor. All six incumbents earned another term, and Matt Johnlick and Robert Mazzarolo were also voted to the next council. Port Coquitlam Council Don Becker equals 9.7%, Cindy Karkner equals 8.24%, Nancy McCurrich equals 7.76%, incumbent Paige Petriou equals 6.91%, Darren Nielsen equals 6.42%, Daryl Penner equals 6.42%, incumbent Eric Minty, Justin Alexander Smith, Steve Darling incumbent, Ivanka Kuljak, Glenn Pollock incumbent, Sarah Harbord, Dean Washington incumbent, Mathila Karnick, Jam Watson, Kevin Mazera, Jenny Joe, Derek Jeffrey. Participating schools, in alphabetical order, Kilmer Elementary, SD 43, 301 votes cast, Our Lady of the Assumption School, Vancouver Archdiocese, 170 votes, Terry Fox Secondary, SD 43, 354 votes in the 2022 civic election. All five incumbent candidates returned to office, and Paige Petriou was also voted to the next council. Support Moody Mayor Steve Milani equals 56.6%, Megan Lotti equals 43.4%, Council Amy Lubick equals 7.9%, Incumbent Dustin Chellen equals 7.79%, Eric Davis equals 7.17%, Samantha Agterup equals 7.06%, Diana Dilworth equals 6.47%, Incumbent Kyla Knowles equals 6.28%, Barbara Junker, David Stewart, Hunter Madsen, Richard Biedka, Callan Morrison, Haven Lerbecki, Don Slykhus, Johan Contreras. Participating schools, in alphabetical order: Ecole Moody Middle, SD 43, 1,958 votes cast. Moody Elementary, SD 43, 477 votes cast. Seaview Community School, SD 43, 286 votes cast. In the 2022 civic election, Megan Lotti was voted as Port Moody's first female mayor in its history. As of this publication, October 19, all ballots cast are being recounted.